When you walked into that part of the campground, you literally could feel the air getting thick. The trees were decorated with all kinds of gods, and people were walking around looking and really weird, and you could smell the smoke from marijuana. You saw people laying out in the street and doing sexual gyrations.
This was right by the Sea of Galilee.
Just right there. And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute, this is Israel.
A baby had no brain, and my guest, Selena Covington, prayed for this baby. Yes, you got it. The baby now has a brain. Miracles are ordinary when you have an extraordinary God.
Yes.
Something is going on planet Earth. I am so excited about it. I better hold on to this table or I may take off. It says in the scriptures in the prophet Joel that there will be one of the greatest revivals the world has ever seen. And it's chapter 2, verse 28. And this revival will be on the Jewish people. Jewish people will come to know Jesus in droves. They'll move in supernatural power. I mean, they will be flaming evangelists, just telling the nations about how God is so good. And this is chapter 2 in Joel. But you see, the Hebrew prophets didn't divide the scrolls into chapters. And chapter 2 and chapter 3 are really connected, because chapter 3 tells us when chapter 2 of Joel, this great Jewish outpouring where Jewish people, men, women, little boys, little girls are going to just have encounters with the living God and can't keep quiet about it. It says in chapter 3 of the prophet Joel exactly when this will happen. It says that there will be judgment on the nations. And the cause of the judgment will be, you read it yourself, for dividing up the land of Israel. When you see Israel divided up, there will be a great Jewish revival. And as a matter of fact, the same thing about the judgment coming as a result of dividing up the land of Israel with the great presence of God, all kind of in the same package, Jesus said the same thing. In Matthew 25, he's talking about five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. What's the difference between the wise and the foolish? The wise are filled with oil. The foolish don't have oil. This is a type of the presence of God's Spirit. And my goodness, someone was just healed. Someone's back was just healed. Someone's neck was just healed. And Selena, the head, there's a throbbing headache, but there, I don't know, it's tumors or a hearing, but there's a flow. What did you tell me you saw in the studio before we went on the air, Selena Covington?
I saw a couple of angels sitting on the boom, that camera boom.
Well, I believe that they are there to serve
yes.
you and to bring my words
yes.
right to you at this moment. But this is what Jesus said in Matthew 25. He said the nations will be judged. There'll be goat nations, those that have a mind of their mm-hmm. own, and there'll be sheep nations, those that follow the shepherd. The goat nations will be judged for one sin, the same thing Joel said in chapter 3. This is what Jesus said. As you have done unto the least of these, my brethren, the Jewish people,
yeah.
you have done unto me. And he is talking about the physical Jews. Christians didn't exist at the time he made that mm-hmm. statement. Judgment in the new covenant, judgment in the old covenant, by touching the apple of God's eye, the nation Israel. I just got back from Israel, and I tell you, I saw something. I was told this has never happened in the history of modern day Israel. 50 Israelis made first time professions of faith that Jesus is the Messiah. One young Israeli came up to me. She said, for weeks, I've been hearing in my head, Jesus is the Messiah, and I saw your ad. I came to the meeting. And as a matter of fact, I would like you to see, this is in Haifa, Israel, one of the meetings that we had, and an individual got physically healed. Let's take a look at that.
If you have pain in your neck, stand up and remain standing.
Если у вас есть боли в шее, пожалуйста, встаньте. I became ill 15 years ago.
У меня боли в шее, но целого
I have problem with my neck. I don't know the English name for that. This past week I was ill and I came here today with a pain in the neck. And now I know that I'm completely healed.
Imagine, in two meetings, we had close to 500 Israelis. The majority of them made professions of faith. 50 were bold enough to come in front of everyone and stand up and say, I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel. Precedent breaking, I tell you. Historic, I tell you. It's the revival that Joel was talking about. Then I went to Berlin, Germany. Same thing. We rented a secular auditorium. I gave a lecture on miracles. 500 Russian, primarily Jewish people show up. The majority of these people make professions of faith that Jesus is the Messiah. God is up to something. Then, because of what occurred, I was asked to come back to a new age festival called Breshis in Israel to lecture, they didn't know it, against what the Torah has to say about the new age. And Selena Covington, yes. I asked you to come. Did you have any idea what you were going to walk into?
No idea, Sid. I'm telling you, not until I got home did I really realize the impact that God allowed to work through us. And it just, I just fell down on my knees. It was amazing. It was just, like I said to you before, we will never know really the impact, how we touched those young people.
Listen, some of the miracles that God used you for, that God used the rest of our team for, all the Jewish people that came to know the Messiah.
Yes.
I mean, you won't even, it'll be hard for you to believe. Don't go away. I know you're not going away. We'll be right back after this word. Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Sid Roth here with Pastor Selena Covington, and we're going to talk about just the most amazing trip to Israel, the miracles we saw, the Jewish people that came to know Messiah in such a supernatural, spectacular fashion. It tells you what's going on. But Selena, I know that before you were called into ministry, you were a jazz singer.
Right.
And you've done a lot of things, but I am so impressed with your church. What's the name of it?
The Place Where the Lord Provides, Christian Center.
And the reason I'm so impressed with it is two things. Number one, you're right in the inner city.
Yes.
You are where Jesus would
yes.
be in Youngstown, Ohio. Second thing is, where did that presence of God that looks like a cloud come from? Why is that cloud in your congregation?
It's God's approval on our worship. Whenever we get to that, really get to that point of worship, when we stop singing and start to worship, the room gets cloudy, and sometimes it's so thick we can hardly see each other. A couple of Sundays ago, I was talking, and this was after service, and I sat down, and church was emptying out, and I sat on the front row, and I looked back, and I said, I sure hope I'm sitting in a cloud, because you guys are really sitting in a cloud. And they said, yeah, Pastor. And people can't leave. They hang around. 2 hours after service is over, they're just hanging around because the Spirit of God is moving even in their hearts after we worship and I preach.
Tell me how, because let's be candid, African-American pastor, a
female
in the inner city,
all
of a sudden you have a heart for the Jewish people in Israel, and you've even started a one new man congregation. Tell me how this evolved.
And God did it like it was a big bang. I mean, he just really did it. Bam. Just all of a sudden. My own private Bible study, I said, let me study the book of Ephesians. Got to the second chapter and got stuck in the 14th, 15th verse. I'm trying to figure out, I understand what you did. You cut the veil, Lord Jesus. You came, you did your redemptive work. What do you mean two? What two are you talking about? And then that other scripture, I would that you be one. Okay, what? Who do you want? The Methodists and the Lutheran? Who do you want? The male preachers, the female preachers? What are you saying? And all of a sudden, God spoke to my heart and said, the Jew and the Gentile. And I thought, yeah. So I'm stuck there for like 2-3 months, and the Spirit of the Lord is teaching me some things that I'd never heard before, never heard any of my professors in Bible college, in Bible school, none of the theologians that I've sat around and listened to do their religious rhetoric. And God said to me, he said, do you think I'm going to come and get you when it's time for you to come and be with me and leave my children the Jew? And I thought about it. A good father, if you've adopted me in, you would not prefer me over your natural children. Maybe you got some issues with one or the other, but you're going to want all of your children. And so I just began to pray and began to pray. And a couple of months later, someone asked, a couple of ladies said, you got to go and hear this man named Sid Roth. And I said, well, you know, okay, they forced me. I went. After I got up off the floor from that meeting, I shook like I'd never shook before.
Was that the meeting where I spoke on the book of Esther and prayed for the Esther anointing?
Yes, and laid hands on me and anointed me with an Esther anointing. And I went home thinking, oh my, if I was ever in trouble, I'm in trouble now, because Esther was set up for a time that would free her people, you know, from the oppression and from Haman's murderous hands and all of the things that he was doing. And I thought, okay, God, you know, it's not bad enough I'm in the inner city. It's not bad enough that I've got this 38,000 square plus building to oversee. I've got this school. I've got this after school program. We've got a food program. I'm doing women of the word, you know, just bringing the ladies, the prostitutes and whoever. Now you're asking me to be a forerunner in a patriarchal system. And say, okay, guys, we're going to have to love the Jew. You know, and on my side of town, they want anybody to hate because everybody is seemingly hating them. And you're saying, I've got to go to them and say, hey, what we need to do is embrace our brothers. We need to really evangelize. We need to do what the Word of God says and call them in first and let God give the increase.
So you have a Shabbat service?
Yes.
You observe the biblical festivals?
Yes, we do.
Do you do it in bondage?
No, I don't.
I know. You don't have a religious bone in your body.
I really don't, and I'm so glad about it. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing this Baruch Hashem Adonai, and I'm hearing it like in the black choir style, you know?
Oh.
So, you know, I've got to work with the musicians to do that, because we've got to do that, you know? And that's the one thing I really love about the One New Man. It's I can be who I am and still be in the family.
How does this book play into your understanding the race to save the world?
Because it taught me all the things that my professors in seminary and professors in college getting degrees would not or could not teach me. Your book helped me. I taught your book. I taught your book to a crowd and looked up and had a few. But the few that I had, praise God, really wanted to know Yeshua. They wanted to know about the feast. They wanted to know the blessings of the Jews that was theirs. They wanted to know that blessing for praying for the Jews that God said could be ours.
Now, you received an infilling of love when you first became a believer in the Messiah.
I did.
And I've seen you also walk in extraordinary favor. But it is absolutely ridiculous what you and I and the other team members walked into in Israel. Would you look in the camera and describe the New Age festival that we went to?
It was something like I'd never, ever experienced in my life. First of all, I'd never been in that kind of setting before. When you walked into that part of the campground, you literally could feel the air getting thick. The trees were decorated with all kinds of gods, and people were walking around looking and really weird, and you could smell the smoke from marijuana. You saw people laying out in the street and doing sexual gyrations.
This was right by the Sea of Galilee.
Just right there. And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute, this is Israel. And asking someone, they said, well, this is mile. We just had a gay parade 2 weeks ago. And I thought, okay, God, now I understand what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a compassion was coming on me. And as I looked at the young people, all I could see was hopelessness. And they had told me to dress kind of hippie. And so I did. I was an obedient little baby. And one of the preachers that was with me, with us, said to some of the young people that were coming around, "She's the oracle." You know, and I went, "Yes, I'm the oracle." And you'd better be at Sid's meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Let me just interrupt you. You see, we had two meetings scheduled, and yes, we were inviting people to the meetings in which I announced there would be miracles at this New Age festival.
Yes.
And I was going to proclaim the God of miracles.
Yes.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. As I still want to find out about that baby that had no brain, and that brain came back. Be right back after this.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth with Selena Covington here, and she was part of a team that went to Israel. I brought people that move in the power of God because the Jew requires a sign. I was invited to speak, it was an absolute miracle, at a New Age festival. It's called Bereishit, from the book of Genesis, the beginnings. And they had, I mean, it was literally a stench in God's nostrils, what we saw there. As a matter of fact, Selena, why don't you kind of paint a picture of that very first meeting that I had? You see, I had a meeting in which we had flyers and we passed them out, inviting people to a lecture on miracles, saying miracles will take place. Right. And then when I started speaking, I said, I was talking about Elijah and Mount Carmel, and will the God that answers for fire with fire is the real God, and that's what I was preaching on. But I guaranteed them, that's the way I started, I wanted to get their attention, that they'd have miracles. Give me a snapshot, a picture from you watching what occurred.
The backdrop was the beautiful, serene Lake Gennesaret. And there you were preaching.
Excuse me, Sea of Galilee.
Okay, Sea of Galilee. You were sitting.
You're getting so Jewish, Selena.
Oh, okay. My one new man congregation. You're standing there and you're speaking. The anointing is on you. And to your left, which would have been my right, this young man is drinking a beer. To the other side, this young woman, she's smoking marijuana, and they're smoking cigarettes right in front of me. They're just going, doing sexual gyrations with one another, and I'm thinking, well, you need to stop this. You need to be a little more reverent, you know.
What's going on behind me?
Behind you, they're swimming naked. They're swimming naked.
This is not your father's church.
Yes. It's not your grandma's Bible study.
No, really, I like that line better. Go ahead.
It was amazing because when you got to the end of what God had you say, and you simply said, "Who needs a miracle?" The ones that I thought were being very disrespectful and very uncouthed, if I could use that term, they were the ones that came up. And they were the ones that God really, really touched, you know. But in the middle of all of this, here's this guy from California. He began to heckle you. A lady next to him, he began to heckle you. I'm looking for the other preachers. I'm thinking, well, we've been, you know, sent here with Sid to protect him, gird him up, and pray for him. And I thought, well, if the guys would take him, I'll take her, you know, but there won't be any harm or anything like that done. We are going to watch what the Spirit of God and watch what he's going to do. In the middle of all of that, here comes this guy up, and we thought it was another heckler, and he said, I've had a miracle. I'm healed. And it was just...
I was so happy that he walked. I thought he was coming up to charge me.
Yes.
And I said, stop. The God who answers by fire, he has just answered.
Yes.
And people were healed. Oh, tell me about that young boy that had autism, very briefly.
8 years old, had never spoken.
Right.
I don't know if anybody knows about autism, but the child, it's a child disorder, and the child is introverted. They don't communicate. Mm-hmm. I just sat down on a rock so that I could be eye to eye with him, and I began to pray. And I literally felt the power of God go through my hand, and he did too, to the extent that he wouldn't let my hand go. And he just, after I finished praying, he just hung onto my hand and just followed me around. Well, finally it was time for mom to go, and they left. And after, she come running back and she went, hey, Selena, he talked, he spoke, he said a sentence for the first time. I said, what did he say? She said, mommy, what the lady is doing for us is a good thing. And on the way home, he was still speaking, and he said, "Mommy, I want my brother to feel what's coming out of that lady's hand."
Did you hear that? He had never spoken a complete sentence in his entire life. God touched him. Then we walked down to the runway, if you will, with all the witches, and there were witches following us and yelling at us. But I'll tell you something. I know you move in love, but I had a chance to talk to these Israelis. They're so lost, so empty, so bankrupt.
I remember that came off you on that rock. When you sat on that rock and those young people surrounded you, it was the love was just pouring, oozing. The one on the end, the young man, he was trying to smoke and his hand began to sort of like shake a little bit, you know, and got caught up, and pretty soon
he threw
it away.
Love was just, I could feel the love just radiating out to these Israelis. They're so love starved.
The young lady that left saying, "Yeshua is my king, Yeshua is my king," after you signed your name on her shoulder.
Well, you weren't supposed to.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say
that. I've never done this in my life.
She was a witch.
Yes, but you bring this witch up to me and she says, "Will you sign your name on my shoulder?" Yeah. And I'm looking at you, I'm looking at her. Yeah. So I did it.
Yes.
I signed my name.
But we can do that because you have accepted Yeshua. And she left raving.
I mean, this witch accepted Yeshua. I just couldn't believe that the devil had captured the minds and physical action of all these young people. Mm-hmm. And something rose up within me and I started saying, these are all non-believers, keep in mind. The blood of Yeshua, the blood of Yeshua. Yes. And these non-believers, they like the way it sounds. Yeshua is Hebrew for Jesus, the blood of Jesus. They like the way it sounded. And they all started saying it and following me away from the demonic. Let's take a look at this. I was really getting into that. I was ready to get into it again. All these non-believers and Jewish people were coming to the Lord. The team was leading to the Lord. Miracles were taking place. Oh, the baby with the no brain. Tell me about that.
See, this baby was literally born without a brain. Her head was only the size of a fist. Had been some problems during the baby being in uterus, but God, the doctors are amazed. They're watching what the Spirit of the Lord could only do. That's program a brain. She's almost 2 years old now.
Selena, let me ask you a question. If my wife says don't ask, but I'm gonna ask.
Okay.
Do you mind telling me how old you are?
Okay, I'll be 68 years old on December the 30th.
And you told me that God has called you to Israel to start a congregation?
Yes, yes.
Did you get this?
Yes.
She'll be 68 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's African American.
Yes.
She's female.
Yes.
She is not Jewish.
No.
And God has called her to start a congregation in Israel. Don't you dare say I'm too old. Don't you dare say I don't have the experience. With God,
all things,
Selena, you said it. All things are possible. You believe that. You absolutely believe that.
With every fiber of my being.
I need you to pray for a miracle in 1 minute. Look in that camera and pray for a miracle.
Father, in the name of Yeshua, you promised what you were going to do on this day at this hour. And so I thank you for it. I don't pray, Father, asking, hoping. I pray thanking you that it's done. Everywhere, all over the world, babies are being restored. Children who've been, their parents have been told there's no hope. Children, young people who are in the occult, they're gonna come home in the name of Jesus. Those who are walking naked away from the Spirit of God are gonna be clothed by the righteousness of the Lord God Almighty. I thank you for what you're doing with us. I thank you what you're doing for us. And I thank you for what you're doing because of us.
And I tell you not to look back. I tell you not to think about the mistakes of the past.
Right.
I tell you that this is the most exciting time to be alive on planet Earth. This is the time that the spiritual scales are coming off the eyes of Jewish people, that Jew and Gentile, the middle wall of separation is coming down. We're becoming one new man. In John 17:21, when Jesus prayed, I pray that they might be one, so the world will believe, Jew and Gentile.
Yes.
Then he says, the same glory that is on me will be on them. And I pray the shalom, the wonderful peace of God,
hallelujah,
would just move into your situations and circumstances. Nothing is impossible for those who believe. That's you. Say, that's me. I believe in Yeshua's name.
Yes.